We're going to talk now about the end to Kerry's Allianz National Football League campaign, ending with a defeat to Galway yesterday, 113 to 14 points. Galway beating the Kingdom. Galway now go forward for the National League final against Mayo. Maybe it might not suit them with the kind of championship, but for Kerry, they have 4 weeks of training ahead before the championship starts. Tim Moynan was there in Salt Hill with Ambrose Donovan for Radio Kerry Sport on Sunday. It's yesterday. Tim, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
I heard comments of Jack O'Connor after the game. By and large, I say happy enough with where things stand in terms of surviving in Division 1 and having a 4 week window now and a training camp to look forward to get all these players back for championship.
Yeah, that's what it is, Jerry. You know, at the start of this league, when we did those press briefings with Jack, he was saying, look, if we can survive in Division 1 and blood a few players, as he said at the start, he said we'd be getting a real positive out of this. Now, I suppose going up to that game against Donegal, we lost. That was one, probably Jack. It was very difficult to win away from home. He didn't do that. So as I think things transpired, we have saved our Division 1 status, and I think he's tried a few players, and what he's seen in the post match interview yesterday, he's quite happy with it, Jerry. So and a lot of players will know, look, what they have to do individually and collectively. There was a question mark yesterday about maybe our defensive strategy. We seem to be opened a number of times by that Galway attack, but it was a very entertaining game, it has to be said. You know, going in at half time, Kerry were well within this game, but things didn't really happen in the second half, and Galway seemed to want it more yesterday, Jerry. I know there was a purple patch for Kerry, which they did show character, but look, it's a league final as far as Pádraig Joyce is concerned, and he's happy with where they are. And as you said there, Jerry, Kerry go off now, and there's some hard training for the next 4 weeks. I think they're training probably outside of Kerry as well during that time. So look, there'll be a bit of bonding done, and they'll know where they need to be at the start of the championship.
Certainly. Well, the story of the star players yesterday, Tim, Shane Walsh, 5 points, all from frees. Sean O'Shea, 5, 2 frees, 2 45s, 1 from play. David Clifford, only 2 points from frees.
Yeah, look, our inside forward, well, both our half forward line and our full forward line probably didn't, you know, we had a number of wides as well. And yeah. Look, David Clifford is well entitled to have an off day as well. We'll be always looking to David Clifford. But at times yesterday, we didn't probably attack and break that tackle like we should. So, look, yesterday it was about, you know, a performance. I think Kerry did put in a performance. We didn't get the result. But on the same token, I think for the next couple of weeks, it's about bringing back the likes of Stephen O'Brien. He's back into training with Kerry. I think Breen O'Beog Lee mightn't be back as soon as we want him as well, and likewise Mike Breen. But that's very close to your championship panel, what you see yesterday, Jerry.
Yeah, and it's going to be particularly competitive to stay on that panel between now and championship time, isn't it? And let alone get on your first 15 for the opening day.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be, Jerry. You know, there's a lot of fringe players that we probably here don't mention. It isn't about those 23 players listed on the programme yesterday. I'm sure there'll be guys come in to make Kerry more competitive, and it'll be a hard slog for the next few weeks. And Jerry, it's all about the way the game has gone nowadays, about the preparation. And I know I mentioned it more than once over the last number of weeks with you. The Kerry camp, you know, were late coming to the party as far as training is concerned, and they'll phase it, you know, in such a way that come championship, you know, they'll be right there. And well, you'd wonder about the start of the championship. You would expect Kerry now to get to amongst the final, where we are football wise, and after that it's a tough leap again. But you would hope that we're in championship mode when that comes about, you know.
Yeah, how disappointing was the news that came through midweek, Tim, about Stephen O'Connor and Dara Roach, two of our good performers in the league?
Yeah, Jerry, look, you see yesterday in that final third, you know, you need to get ball fast and you need legs around that middle diamond. And I think that's one thing that Stefan, you know, would give you. And, you know, the injuries to these players, you know, it's a big setback, because any of these, and he was very promising in his outings as well, are those two players, you know, coming in with Kerry and during the league. But suddenly, look, it happens. Joe O'Connor last year as well, the same way. So we lost those battlers in the middle of the field. But look, Barry Dan O'Sullivan got a sustained chance in the middle of the park. I know I didn't know why he was taken off after 4 minutes into the second half yesterday. It didn't look like an injury, and I think he's performed quite well coming into that fray, and likewise Jack Barry in the middle of the field. But as it proved yesterday and the other games as well, Jerry, it's all about legs now. Legs in the middle of the field, doing things at speed, and that's what we need, and we need absolutely everybody going forward. You know,
we do. Finally, Tim, same opposition at the weekend, and a league final to look forward to now. Kerry Galway in the Kerry ladies, Louise Niemeyer Hurtig, 2 goals and 3 points, 3-11 to 17 points. They beat Galway. They've had a great year, a great league so far.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they got off the ground running. I covered that game down in Waterford in the first round, which was in Kilkenny, where they played Waterford, and everything has gone really well for them. They've moved up another level. You know, the two lads, both Declan and Dara Long, have really got these girls buy into what they want and the experience of last year. That's amazing, Jerry, as well. You know, they played in the Division 2 final last year against Armagh and won it, and to, you know, follow up a year later and be in the Division 1 final, and same opposition again. I'm sure they didn't show all their cards yesterday, but you mentioned Louise there. Sure, she's a top player, and you need her in a final, and I'm sure she'll be back to full fitness. She was injured over the last number of weeks, but it's not just Louise anymore. It's the number of players, you know, from the goalkeeper to the last name on the panel. They're really buying into it, and there's some savage work done by the management team and these girls over the last 12 months.
And great things to look forward to for the year to come. Yeah, brilliant. Tim, listen, we'll leave it there. Absolutely. Thanks to you for talking to us in the programme this morning and all your coverage throughout the league. That's Tim Moynihan there with Radio Kerry Sport, commentating on Kerry Galway. Lots more coverage of the weekend sport across all codes and grades on Terrace Talk from 6 with Donal.